Our time as an official presence here at Solid Sound is nearly at an end. But before we go, we're really going to get you revved up for the festivities by letting you get to know Lucius.
I'm not going to lie to you. They are a fabulous, I mean fabulous band with a catchy indie pop sound. And we're excited to have them, and they're joining us this morning.
Members of the band, Jess Wolf, Holly Lessig, Danny Molad, Peter Lalish, and Andrew Burry, and they join us now. Thank you very much. At least Jess and Holly are here.
Yeah.
The rest of the band will be with us in just a few minutes when you all play.
That's right.
How exciting is this for you to be at this festival doing this in such a huge, you know, festival setting?
We're awesome. Thrilled. Yeah.
Yeah, we are very excited to be here.
And incredibly inspiring to be surrounded by everything here at Mass MoCA and in North Adams. And obviously, you know, the lineup is, without saying, prestigious and awesome. Without being overcrowded. So it's really an honor.
Well, you're fabulous. I mean, you guys are fabulous. How did you get to be so good? I mean, is there a way that this happened, that you discover each other? The first time you sang, you knew that it was going to work? I mean, how did it happen?
Well, you know, I walked into a party, and she was wearing the same outfit that I was wearing.
And you still are.
That's right. And it was love at first glance.
No, but we met 7 or 8 years ago and started singing together. We talked about music that we liked and started kind of singing together, and we both were interested in writing, and so we embarked upon that together, and it just worked. It's evolved a lot.
And you front the band. You front the band. Is that how it works? I mean, you guys are the sound, the singing sound.
We're the singing sound.
Singing sound. But it's really a machine, and each part is very much important, very important. And
you perform in such, I mean, there is a unison, you are together,
right,
at every moment. So how much of that is evolution, and how much of that clicked in immediately? Because it seems like you have to have a base to be able to build on that. Because, I mean, we were just watching you during the sound check, and I mean, it's you know, like that married couple that's been together forever and can finish each other's sentences. You know, you just instinctively know what the other person is going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of it, I think, was natural. Part of it was just, you know, sort of we were lucky that we found each other. Because in a way, we have had very similar experiences and parallel experiences, and we've been able to relate to each other when writing. And part of it is also just experimenting as young artists and trying new things and just seeing what stuck, you know, in terms of the unison singing or the harmonies, or just trying to make a sound that was our own. But a lot of it just came from being the two of us and being fortunate enough to find each other. And then when we found the other guys, it was sort of like everything was complete.
Well, what about the look? The look is great. You dress well, you dress similarly. Did you have to consult on that, or was that intuitive also?
It kind of came over time, just like the sound came. And, you know, as you were mentioning, the unison singing and that kind of symmetry that we have as far as the sound, we wanted to make that a visual as well. And at first we started kind of complimentary, and then we just, you know, went with it more and more. And as far as the way we set up the stage, and I don't know, just
one of your songs has a scream in it. It's a wonderful scream. How did you come to the scream?
Just playfulness and experimentation, and yeah, getting in the studio and trying new things. When we met the boys, particularly Danny, he's an engineer and a producer, and he really, you know, brought this sort of experimentation out. And yeah, a lot of those fun, quirky things came out.
So if one of you says, you know what, I want my hair to grow, like that's a committee meeting.
In
funny
a sense,
you should say that.
We did just chop off our hair together.
Yeah. So I mean, that becomes a group decision. That's not a that's yeah. that the individuality of that is somewhat.
You know, it really comes down to being lazy, and not wanting, not wanting to think about it too much. So, what are you doing? Great, that's what I'm doing too.
Excellent.
You know, no, I mean, you know, it started off with this symmetry, and a lot of people were talking about, you know, the two voices as one, and the idea of mirroring each other, and when we got together with the guys, it was just an extension of that. You know, one part wouldn't work without the next. And visually, I think it's important to have something that represents your sound, especially now. People are so visual. It's so important.
Yeah, well, there's certain words I'm not going to use because I don't want to get, you know, the certain crowd against me for saying that, you know, using any descriptors of what you look like, but it's terrific. I'm just wondering, it's you're sort of revolutionary in a way because you there's a melody. I love your melodies. It's listenable. It's terrific in that it's, you know, it is not something that is discordant to many of us of an older age. and we will love it. So are we going back in another direction here?
I think that we're just trying to be open to all types of listeners. And, you know, we write music. We grew up loving, like, old school soul music and R&B and 60s rock and roll. And I think, you know, that inspires us. But also a lot of new stuff inspires us. And we just want to connect with anybody who's interested.
So would you describe your crowd as hipsters?
No.
No.
We have... I mean,
there are hipsters.
There are hipsters,
there's some hipsters
amongst
in the group.
Other people. But yeah.
We are.
There are hipsters everywhere.
We want to give time, of course, for you to perform. We're going to take a quick break. We'll let you guys get set up, and then we'll hear you perform. It's been a delight meeting you and talking to you.
Indeed.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you.
And we can't wait to hear your work. Thank you very much, and best of luck here at the festival. We'll be right Thank back you. And have Lucius perform. You're listening to the Roundtable live from Massmoka.
You know. light ain't clear. I feel it's like Chicago winds in the wintertime. And her hair is never quite in place. And her knees and her jeans have seen better days, and she's no beauty.
Ripping out the pages, ripping out.